We could change this whole entire world if everyone got rid of grass and put in gardens.
Yeah. Now, by saying that, though.
Oh, he's like, hey, yeah. Hold on yeah. a second.
Now, by
buddy.
Saying that, though, but there is work that has to go
sure. Right, no, no.
Sure.
So it's not even just like the install yeah. as well. Right. There's some maintenance that goes along with that. Sure. And so it's something that everybody should be yeah. fully aware of.
I guess that's sure. hard for me to like. Realize because I got a lot of time and I could see me out there with my kids and I could like we could build relationships yeah. based upon helping each other, and my yard's not that big. I mean, I'm thinking about ripping it all out and putting in ornamentals and a little section of garden, whatever.
Yeah.
And I could totally manage that because I know how.
Yeah.
And I think people have lost that skill to be able
for
to
sure.
take care of plants
for sure. And it's hard. It's easier to learn something because there's so much information available, and it's harder to learn something because there's so
time.
Much information available.
It's
because
just too much.
People have trouble finding the good information.
Well,
you know,
there's inaccurate information.
Sure.
So then you think, oh well, I'll do this, and it's like, oh, I wonder why my stuff all died. I shouldn't have listened to that website.
Yeah.
So it's hard to filter the information
right.
that's available
yeah.
too.
And I think that's a good thing too because we're local.
Yeah.
So
right.
being local, this is what works for our area, and
right.
this is what we've been able, you, mm-hmm. people have been able to do here.
Right.
For
right.
sure. And that makes a big difference.
We're not listening to someone from the East Coast that has like the best soil in the world and rains every exactly on time. So they don't even need an irrigation system.
Right. Right. Oh yeah. I mean, in the East, I mean, the grass grows, right? I mean,
right.
it's like
right.
the sprinklers are,
yeah, they don't have
you
sprinklers.
Don't need sprinklers, right? I mean,
Washington State doesn't.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
yeah.
me? They don't have spring. It's like moist in the air all the time.
Right.
The big thing on the work part of it for me, and I obviously spend a lot of time and work, is it's something that I really enjoy. Like I'm passionate about it while I'm doing it, you know? So there's something to be said for the, like the magic of planting a seed and eating it later, you know? So there's that part of it. But really, I think a lot of people in general kind of, you know, outside of our bubble here where we're all excited about plants, right?
Right, right, right.
In general, I think a lot of people view their landscape as a chore, right?
Straps,
you
yes.
know, and they're like, oh,
I gotta
mow the grass. And at the same time, I think that we tend to underestimate how much care grass takes here in Utah. It's hard to grow good grass in Utah. Like you have to be on top of fertilizing and irrigation and mowing
right.
and aerating and it, I mean, or your lawn suffers big time and,
yeah.
and that's happening a lot too. But as opposed to it being a chore for us, it's like, it's an inspiration. It's time to go out there and enjoy it and interact. I mean, we've built ourselves a little oasis really, you know, that's how it is for us. But, I think people could enjoy a lot more their landscapes if they really think about how they're using them. And we think food in a landscape is the best use that there could be for a landscape.
Well, and with our situation in particular, we felt like our front yard was just a waste of space. We were never out there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we have little kids and it's not like they play in the front yard because it's right
yeah.
there on the street and
right.
stuff. And so it was just grass that never was used. Not only
right.
is it grass that you have to maintain, but we never were out there. And now we're in our front yard all the time, and that's why we talk to our neighbors.
Right.
Really.
I love that part of it where it's like connecting you with neighbors that you
mm-hmm.
normally may not
absolutely
right.
yeah no we didn't
yeah.
know a lot of our neighbors a few
yeah.
right but
well
it's
and people just walk by and stop and talk to us and we're out there, you know, like not only do they stop and look at it because it's cool or it's different, whether they think it's cool or not, but it's different for sure.
Yeah.
And we're out there a lot because it's like, oh, is there something sprouting, are there flowers out here, can we pick beans?
Well,